Hi, my name is Glenn Gailey. I'm a senior content developer at Microsoft working on Azure. I'm going to show you today how easy it is to create a new Azure function that runs based on an event timer. So here we are in the Azure portal. We'll go ahead and create a new function. We'll go and select the timer trigger C# template. We'll keep the default name. This is our frequency is currently at every minute, so we'll create that now. So you can see that it generates a little code for us in C# script based on that. So we'll go ahead and in the integrate tab, here's our frequency. There are inputs and outputs we could bind to, but we're just doing a simple SQL client query in this example that cleans up a database table. So we need to add the references first to some assemblies we want to have loaded by the script. So we'll go ahead and put those in here. We're going to be using, of course, system configuration to read the connection string we have saved and system.data, which is what will provide our SQL client connection. So we'll put in some using statements here to make it easier, including threading. We want this thing to run asynchronously, so we'll change the method to be async to return a task. And let's see, we don't need this test code anymore. Notice it's been triggering in the logs, so we'll pause the logs, we'll remove this. And we'll go ahead and get our connection string. Like I said, we've already stored this in Azure. So this grabs the connection string we have stored. We also want to go ahead and create a new SQL client connection to our SQL database. We'll wrap that in using so we don't leak the resources. And the command basically, we're doing a table cleanup, so we're just going to open the connection, and we're going to do a delete of rows that are marked completed in a to-do item table. So that's our command. Text, we'll go ahead and create the actual SQL command. There's a SQL command. And we will go ahead and execute this command. We'll get the number of rows that were deleted by the command. And we will just write those to the log at this point. So it's a very simple cleanup job that runs on the timer just to demonstrate. So let's restart the timer, restart the logs. We'll save this, and the first thing that happens is our function will build, will show that it compiled properly, and then when the minute is up, the timer will trigger again. You can see that four rows were deleted from our table, and let's go back to the integrate tab, and we'll change the timer to run every hour instead of every minute. So we'll just change the frequency here. And we'll save. So that's basically how easy it is to create a new Azure function that runs on an event. In this case, does some table cleanup. Thanks.